Episode 1, The Empowerment Podcast with Andra L. Crawford. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of The Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Andra L. Crawford. The topic for the month of June is changing your daily routine. And the accompanying Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 4. Lazy hearts make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. And that is from the New International Version. I gave the topic, changing your daily routine, for the month of June, because in order to really change your mindset, you have to change what you're doing every day. Holy moly, I will really, kind of go into some personal stories of myself. Like when I was first, when I first came up to Detroit, literally my daily routine was watch 8 hours of television, legit 8 hours of television in a row, and, play with the baby. And he would have, I think he was down to maybe, he had just came down to one nap a day by the time we got up here, but I wasn't doing much of anything. I had probably 10 television shows that I DVR'd every week, including 2.5 hours of soap operas. Like, it was insanity. And so when I decided to change my mindset, it started with changing my daily routine. Like, I had to cut out the 10 hours of television, but I'll go into that quite a bit more on future episodes coming up this month. But I want to talk today about making a change. That is, of course, the name of today's episode. So when a person, let me back up. Different people have different things that they need to change about themselves. For example, we might have someone who has a little bit of a dependency on drinking, but doesn't realize it, I guess. And, you figure out that that's not the appropriate way to handle oneself. And you make the decision to change and things get better and life is awesome, right? However, when a person who's different from you and has a different vice, I guess, for lack of a better word, and whatever that bad habit might be, I'm not necessarily talking about, drugs or alcohol or anything like that. Like, it could be laziness, if you will. It could be, not, how do you term that? I guess not, just not knowing, I should say having a plan, if you will, in life, if you will. But anyway, when a person changes, and just because that change, what they're changing is different from you, from what you're changing, does not make it any less of a change. That does not negate the importance of that change for that person. I hope that's making sense. To me, one thing that I've gotten out of is the act of judging people. Y'all, I used to be real bad. I used to judge appearance, size, shape, weight, looks, everything. Holy moly, because I was unhappy with myself, okay? But thank you God for my mindset change. Holy moly, thank you God. people are, every person is different and every person has a specific purpose on this planet, so determined by our Lord. And it is so important to understand that. Therefore, the vice that a person needs to change, or whatever it is that that person needs to change, just is for them. And if it's different from you, that does not make it bad. It does not make them a bad person, and it does not make them, I should say, it does not make you better than them, period. Not one single person is better than another. I don't care if you have a dollar in your bank account or 1 billion. And the quicker we realize this as humans, I think the easier it becomes to live more peacefully with ourselves and with other people. The easier it becomes to change your mindset and to just understand that what you're doing on this planet is for God's approval only. This is not for the approval of your cousin. This is not for the approval of your parents, your best friend, your daughter, your coworker, whoever, insert person here. The change you're going to make, the change you want to make, if you will, is for you, so that God can use you. So that being said, I really hope today's episode makes sense. I'm just really going off the cuff because I've had this topic on my mind since early last week. And I had a very huge kind of thing happen, like a multitude of things. God really moved in my life last week and has kind of just completely overwhelmed me professionally, personally, financially, intellectually, in every single way. And thank you, Lord, because for this I have prayed. For multiple nights in a row, for the past over 18 months, I have prayed for this. And excuse me, I am getting upset, but in a good way, in the best possible way, because I'm just so excited. God is just so awesome. I released my walkaway story on the Facebook page, hashtag walkaway campaign. Oh, Lord, my God. I mean, it was just time. You know, I just really spent, and I don't want to make this a political podcast at all, because I do have a political podcast, The Red Bourgeois. However, this, what I'm about to say kind of goes into just the blessings I've received this week. And I'm so overwhelmed. I just want to share it with everyone. But I just received so many amazing comments and words of encouragement and blessings and you name it. Just the love. I could feel the love pouring out of these comments, and I'm just so thankful for that reception. 'Cause to make such a change is so huge. This self I was is not the self I am now because of this change. Man, oh my goodness, I could just go on for hours, and I will not. I will try to save it for future podcasts. Please forgive me if I'm rambling, but I am just so excited and so blessed, and I just want everyone to know that God is so crazy faithful. And when you decide to make a change in your life and yourself, do it. Just start with the small, it could just be the smallest thing. And I think that'll be the next part of this week's episode, because this episode today was supposed to be last week. Please forgive me. Just so much going on. But I just thank y'all so much for listening. And if you love what you're hearing, please, please share it. Tell everyone about it. And I just thank y'all so, so much. You can reach me on Facebook. I do have multiple ways to reach me with the with my empowerment pages. There's Andra L. Empowerment, that is my Facebook page. There is Andra L. Empowerment with Andra L. Crawford, that is my private Facebook group just for the ladies. And what else? You can reach me via email, AndraLEmpowerment@gmail.com. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, that would be lovely. Please send them to me. I will read and respond to every single message I receive. You have my word on that. I don't care if I got 10,000 or just 10. Please believe I will respond to all of them. I don't care how long it takes me. But anyway, I will not keep you all any longer. And I just want to thank you all so, so much for your support. Please share it. I love y'all. Have a fantastic week. Bye.